sekali lagi, jika Anda ingin menghubungi kami, Anda dapat menghubungi kami lewat Facebook atau ke indonesian.program@sbs.com.au itu. Nah, rupanya melancong dengan kapal pesiar itu semakin populer itu di Australia, terutamanya bagi kelompok manula atau kelompok senior, mungkin saya harus mengatakannya, yaitu dari mereka yang berusia 50 tahun ke atas. Nah, mengapa demikian? Dan apa yang perlu Anda ketahui tentang si cruising ini? Nah, jawabannya ada dalam laporan yang disampaikan oleh Bapak Riki Kusumo berikut ini.
Pendengar, banyak orang Australia menyukai laut dan berpesiar dengan kapal telah menjadi semakin populer bagi warga yang berusia di atas 50 tahunan. Mengapa banyak yang memilih liburan seperti ini dan apa yang perlu diperhatikan selama berlayar? Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Amy Chen Yuang. Frankie Buckhuysen selalu merasa sedikit takut dengan laut. Ia merasa khawatir untuk berlayar, namun pengalaman pertamanya terbukti menjadi cerita yang sama sekali berbeda.
The ship alone is amazing. I love that part of it. I love being on land, going to see a country every single day. You're in a new country, a new experience.
Mungkin ia tidak akan menikmatinya begitu banyak jika bukan karena perairan di Laut Mediterania yang tenang.
We went to Europe, we went to Croatia and Italy, and it was very nice because you're on the Mediterranean, you're not on the high seas, so there's no chance of storms or big waves or, you know, that's why I was petrified, and when I heard that kind of calmed me down. But, you know, if you go to Hawaii or South Africa, you know, you get those really big waves, I couldn't do that, I'd be scared out of my mind.
Nigel Wallace adalah direktur dari Travel Ride, sebuah bisnis keluarga yang berbasis di Melbourne. Ia mengatakan bahwa industri pelayaran telah tumbuh dua digit dengan kuat, di mana jumlah warga Australia yang berpesiar dengan berlayar rata-rata 19.4% per tahun selama dekade terakhir ini.
It is definitely a very relaxed way to travel. So people do enjoy cruises because of the fact that you can unpack once, not on the go all the time. There's plenty of options available, so dining is included, sightseeing tours in each of the ports visited.
Wallace melihat semakin banyak klien multibudayanya yang memilih berlayar ke negara asal mereka.
A lot of people may be returning to where their heritage comes from, so it's an opportunity to cruise and visit some ports that their relatives may have come from originally.
Secara keseluruhan, 90% penumpang Australia memilih berlayar selama 2 minggu atau kurang. Tujuan yang paling populer adalah dekat dengan rumah mereka sendiri, dengan 42% pelancong berlayar mengelilingi Australia, Selandia Baru atau Pasifik Selatan. Standar kapal pesiar bervariasi tergantung pada anggaran Anda, mulai dari di bawah $100 per hari sampai ke kapal pesiar mewah dengan tarif $300-$400 per hari.
Generally the 3-star cruises, they're still very good quality, but may not have all the amenities of some of the more expensive lines. And right up to the 6-star cruising, where you've got butler service in your cabins and luxury restaurants that you can dine in.
Frankie Buckhuysen mengatakan, ia percaya berpesiar dengan kapal laut lebih murah dibandingkan dengan berpesiar biasa.
It is not expensive when you work out that you get all your entertainment, all your drink, all your accommodation, all everything, food, 24/7, you're not paying a lot, and including your airfares. You do an independent holiday where you go to Italy for 10 days, you're going to spend more than $13,000, you know, that's what it costs you for an 11-day cruise. It's not bad at all. But then, of course, you've got your additions of, if you're a big alcohol drinker, you would have to pay for hard alcohol, but the rest is free.
Menurut konsultan perjalanan Lynn Spain dari Grey Nomads Travel and Cruise, hal itulah yang menarik banyak pelancong usia dewasa untuk berlayar. Dia bahkan memiliki klien yang berusia 90 tahunan yang masih sering berpesiar ke laut.
Some people have said, and we've said, that it's cheaper than a nursing home for the older people. And some elderly people just do that. They just cruise, food, their accommodation, the doctors, everything's there, you know, for them, and they're seeing the world as well.
Buckhuysen merekomendasikan agar Anda membawa obat esensial Anda sendiri jika terjadi keadaan darurat, meskipun di kapal tersedia layanan medis profesional dan fasilitas medis.
Make sure that you take some tablet for gastro and maybe your own tablets for headaches or allergies that you may have, because if anything outbreaks on the ship like that, you've got 5,000 people on there and the dispensary just can't cope with everybody. So you've got to kind of wait, and you just make sure that you always clean your hands. They've got these little hand cleaners all over the ship, and that way you keep pretty clear of all the diseases going around.
Skenario buruk lainnya yang mungkin terjadi saat berlayar adalah terserang mabuk laut yang sangat ditakuti. Lynn Spain sangat rentan terhadap mabuk perjalanan. Namun dengan resep dari dokternya, ia berhasil menangani ombak selama hampir selusin kali plesir dengan kapal pesiar.
A lot of people usually find out in the first few days. But on board, there's a lot of precautions that you can have. A lot of people do it naturally and like have ginger tablet. They have seasickness bands, that you can put on your wrist.
Dengan jadwal kapal pesiar yang berhenti di setiap pelabuhan untuk durasi yang terbatas, Frankie Buckhuizen menyarankan agar Anda selalu mengingat untuk kembali ke kapal tepat pada waktunya.
They normally give you a day. You're very limited. You have to be back on the boat before they depart, because if you're not, they'll leave without you. So the best thing to do is go on an organized tour, because if you're on an organized tour by the cruise ship, they will wait for you. If you're doing it independently, they will go off without you and you'll have to pick it up at the next port.
Nah, itulah tadi Bapak Riki Kusumo dengan laporannya tentang pesiar dengan kapal pesiar.